It hopes to be, in the realm of trade negotiations, a quick timeline. Individual negotiations between the U.S. and three of its trading partners, Japan, the European Union, and, once it makes its Brexit from the EU, the United Kingdom.
The administration notified a Congress here recently that we have three places that we plan to go here early in the new year. We have Trade Promotion Authority, TPA, with Congress that we have to notify them. There's a 60-day, 90-day process, notification, et cetera. We've got to get all that done so we can be ready to go by the end of March, and we're undergoing that process right now.
And the chief agricultural negotiator for the U.S. Trade Representative's Office, Greg Dowd, says there is various motivation driving this expedient timeline. First, with Japan.
This conversation with Japan is really important when it comes to agriculture. Japan is our fifth largest market. They're absolutely a critical market for us when it comes to beef, pork, and poultry. And we've got a real challenge here in front of us in that Japan has deals that are going to enter into place soon with Australia and Canada. And I believe it's about April of next year they have a deal coming with the European Union. And so we've got to move quickly here, or we're going to not have the same level playing field. Those countries are going to have lower tariffs into Japan than we are, and we recognize that and plan to address that as quickly as we can.
Ambassador Dow believes the conversation with the European Union will be interesting and most likely difficult.
But it's one that we've needed to have for a very, very long time. Is in agriculture with Europe, we have a $15 billion trade deficit. That's an enormous number when you think about our agricultural exports. That kind of tells you where the playing field is here. It's tilted pretty significantly. Two areas in particular, in terms of pesticides, antibiotics, we have to have a conversation with Europe, and the whole world is going to be watching this conversation.
And the U.S. chief ag negotiator adds a future trade relationship with the U.K. will, of course, depend on its departure from the EU around March. However,
I do know, in terms of the U.K., these are going to be difficult conversations. Let's be very frank about this. But at least we're going to have a conversation with regard to the U.K., and that's something very, very different than where we've been before.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.